Good morning, Fort McMurray, with Buffalo and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start today's episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
Hey, it's Keith Simpson here. I'm the general manager of Noral Toyota, soon to be Fort McMurray Toyota. Pretty excited for our new dealership. We're here to take care of you. Come on down and be part of our family.
And we are back. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. We really do appreciate your ongoing support. As everybody at home knows, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job of that than myself. So can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Hello everyone, it's me, Alicia. I'm Alicia Spears. I used to be Alicia Pierre, Elliot's little sister. And we are here in my house, so welcome.
How many episodes do you think you've done now?
Ooh, I don't know, a handful I'd say. Five?
Five?
That's okay. A handful.
Yeah, fair enough, I was just like, well,
how
I'm
many
counting.
Is that?
For the viewers at home who are listening, not looking.
Yes, oh yeah, that's right. Because you can now, like, tune in on just listening. You don't have to watch the podcast. You
can
just listen as you go.
On Spotify, yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and people listen to it.
I know. Like, sometimes I just listen.
Yeah.
I'll be doing some work or whatever, and I'll just have it on, and I'll be listening to the banter, and every now and then, like, it will be on video, so I'll go and take a look at, oh, who's the guest, and whatever, and then I'll just go about doing what my day is, and that's how I look at it a lot of times. So
makes the crazy sense. Thing is I get text messages, people, like, because it's on TV,
right?
People will watch it on TV and send me pictures, because, like, and I didn't know, like, well, I knew, but, like, on Rogers it goes across Alberta,
mm-hmm.
like all Alberta. If you have Rogers TV, big shout out to Rogers, like, it literally is on your Rogers channel.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, and then next week our episodes all drop on TELUS.
Nice.
So if you have TELUS TV in Alberta or BC, you get the Mac City Morning Show.
That's,
like,
awesome.
9 episodes, I think.
Cool.
Only 9. Yeah, pretty neat. Hey, it's not nothing.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, and so you're on all of those. But yeah, people listen to it. So
yeah.
You know, big ups if you're listening. I think that was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. You know how I love to read books?
Yeah.
I'm, like, a crazy book reader. I've just realized lately, I was like, oh, how do you, like, get into that? But there are, like, websites that you can start to, like, voice books. I didn't know. I thought you had to go through this whole crazy process to be a narrator.
Oh.
But you can actually, I'm going to look into it because I want to see what that's about. But I saw that you can get, you know, called to do narration for, like, kids' books or novels or whatever. And it's like, oh. I read enough that I would read out loud, you know, like as a little, like a side gig. Why not? I read, like, it's a problem, actually.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I'm just found out about that, like, a day or two ago, so I'm going to look into that and see. You might hear my voice more,
well,
people.
Maybe. I know a guy who was on the show who is a legitimate voice actor.
Cool.
And he lives in Fort McMurray.
Okay.
But he literally voiced poker stars. He has, like, a show that's on Netflix. And so, anyways.
Wow.
Yeah. So, voice acting.
Competition.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Yeah, exactly.
No, that's awesome. Yeah. Because I often, like, I read books, physical books. I do ebooks, and then I also do audiobooks.
Yeah.
And sometimes... I know, I'm a crazy person, but sometimes there's a book that I want to read, but I know I'll be going on a long trip, so I'm like, oh, I'll audiobook this book, but there's no audiobook available.
Right.
So I'm like, oh, I didn't realize that there weren't enough voice actors to do the books. And anyway, so.
You should look into that. That's cool.
I am going to look into it.
That's a really neat thing. Yeah, no doubt. You're finding a lot of different things over the last few days.
Yes, yeah, I am.
So, you have pretty big news. Do you want to break it on air?
Oh.
She looks at me like, oh, what big news? I didn't do anything. But what happened literally yesterday? It hasn't even been 24 hours. It's that big, it's that fresh. And you're like, my life's so awesome, what?
Okay, so this might be small news to some people, but big news in our family. Pretty cool. I ran for the chair position at my daughter's school for the parent council chair. So I'm the president and chair of parent council at my daughter's school here
Woo!
In Edmonton.
El Presidente.
El Presidente. So, yeah.
It's been your alias for so many years. Now you actually can,
now
like,
I can do it. Yeah. So, it is pretty big news. It's not like, I don't know. I really thought about if I should do it, shouldn't do it. I talked to a lot of people. I talked to the current presidents and, you know, like different school people. Like, I know some people that have done it before and said don't do it, and I know some people have done it that said like, oh, like, do it, you'll love it, it's yeah. great. And for me, I want to do it so I'm more of a part of Lily's school, but also I want to build a better, like, more inclusive, welcoming community for the parents that are there, because actually Lily's school is the biggest elementary school in Edmonton, and there's 768 students that go to her K-6 school.
Yeah.
Like, it's outrageous.
Yeah.
So, you know, parents can have a voice, but they don't often have a voice or don't think they can. And so I'm hoping that I'm pretty friendly. I go and chat with random parents and people kind of all the time. So, was like, well, this is a nice way, like a more formal way, and try to get them coming in and giving their ideas, because everybody has cool ideas that you, and different perspectives that you're like, well, that might be something we can put into the mix. So yeah.
Cool.
El Presidente.
Yeah. Pretty sweet. Yeah. So, well, that's okay. Not the first time. You can pick it up.
My phone is buzzing.
Well, listen, when you become the president, I guess that's that's what happens. Everybody comes knocking. El Presidente, can you help me out with this?
Yeah.
Don't forget us little people, okay?
I won't forget. So, yeah, it's pretty cool, but it's a 2-year term, which is kind of wild.
Yeah.
So I'm either going to really love it and be like, I can't believe 2 years is over. Or I'm going to be like, whoa.
Yeah.
That was a decision.
Yeah. Only time will
tell. So we'll see. We'll find out.
Yeah.
But I'm really excited. I think it'll be great. People seem supportive and excited. They were clapping and cheering for me.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
Very cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And then the reason you forgot that is because you got some other very exciting news this morning.
Yeah, so I am part of a nonprofit company, organization, I should say, that is the Black Bookshelf Project. And basically, we have these black bookshelves that are the IKEA 4x4 shelves. And we go into schools and daycares, and actually, we are in some different offices that, like, for smaller baskets. And we, it included is teacher resources and books that are for the minority people out there, and it's been a big success. And so we got in another school today. I just went and dropped it off, and everybody, there were actually, while we were setting it up, there were several kids that came and asked questions and were like, oh, I can't wait to take out that book. And it was really exciting. The teacher that contacted me about it, she is she moved here when she was 9, and she moved here in the 80s, so she's been here a long time. But she said when she was growing up in a rural Alberta, that she and her sister were the only people of color, and so there were no literature, there was no books, there was nothing that made them feel like, oh, I'm here, like, I'm part of this community, this culture. So she was super excited to see that there's an organization that's trying to kind of promote that and promote our differences and how we can work together and just learn more about each other. We're very similar, even though we're different, and just celebrate each other's cultures. So that was today's big news.
Yeah, and there was one other thing that happened today.
What other thing happened today?
You found out that you're going to be somewhere.
Where am I going to be?
Meow.
Oh, yeah! Oh, my my gosh, my life has a lot going on in these last few days. I got accepted into Edmonton International Cat Festival. So I'm super stoked. I love it. This is probably my fifth or sixth year doing it. Even through COVID, I was doing it virtually. I did how-to videos on how to make cat toys for your cats. And it's a great event every year. It's at the end of May, and I have a booth. So if you're around, come see me. It's at the Grant McEwen, or McEwen now, downtown Edmonton. And yeah, it's awesome. It's on Catterday. That's what they call it. It's awesome. From 10 to 4, May 25th, I believe. You'll have to fact check that. But yeah, I'm super stoked. I have my company Heartfelt. I make felt toys for kids, cats, costumes, all that stuff. So last year, a popular thing was I made cat costumes for cats. Because people love to say taco cat. It's the same forward as backwards.
Yeah.
Taco cat. So Okay. Yeah, that was a popular item.
There you go.
Yeah, mini tacos.
Yeah.
For your cats. Pizza. I like to make food items mostly, but I also have other things like remote controls for my nerdy folks out there, geek life, and I don't know, just fun, cool things. Pac-Man, little Pac-Man and the ghosts.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's crazy. Any ideas that you have, you want to see out there, shoot me a message. I'm always available to chat. Heartfelt.
See, there you go. A lot of stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff going on in this house.
Yes.
Yeah. So, busy lady.
Yeah.
But we're going to cut this not short. I don't know, because Tanner's not actually here today, so I don't know how long we've been filming, but I know we need to go pick up Lils.
Yes.
So, we should wrap up filming. But before I cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout-out or plug. So, you have the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Okay, well, I already just shouted out things, but the Black Bookshelf Project, check it out. It's amazing. We are going to be in a few places in Fort McMurray soon, so stay tuned for that. The Edmonton International Cat Festival, I am so excited for that. And I just want to say a shout out to my brother Elliot. I love when he comes to visit me, and I don't know what kind of shenanigans we're going to get into, but it's always fun.
Oh, there'll be shenanigans.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Fort McMurray with Buffalo, the rest of the world, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. From the bottom of my heart, thank you very much for tuning in. Big shout out to our title sponsor, Neural Toyota, as well as Carrie from Patchouli Rose and the beautiful people at Coldwell Banker. Hope everybody's having a great day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
Hi, everyone. It's Carrie with Patchouli Rose here at Thickwood Barbershop. If you're wondering what to get your loved one this season for Valentine's Day, I make an all-natural anti-aging skin serum called Good Skin. It's good for men and women, and it's available for purchase here at the barbershop, downtown at the corridor shops and events, and on my website. Thank you for your support.
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.